So today, ladies and gentlemen, we got to have a conversation. And I know I'm going to make some of you upset, and that's fine, because the truth hurts. The truth divides. It divides mother and father. It divides husband and wife. It divides the children. It divides whoever. Either you're going to accept truth or accept a lie. That's only, there's no gray area with that. But we got to talk about the mindset that we have and some of the talking points that we use to try to tell ourselves that we need to stay in a system that oppresses us. Now, there are many of us that are hiding behind our ancestors. You're hiding behind your ancestors and giving that excuse to why you don't want to really build anything, or you don't want to even go and see the land of your ancestors. You use all kind of pseudoscience. You'll try to, you know, use the Pangea argument. That's basically a lot of you use the Pangea argument that say, well, we was already here because, you know, Pangea, you know, broke apart, whatever, right? And I'm not saying that the Pangea argument is not legitimate. But life started in the continent of Africa, period. I went to the National Museum of Ethiopia. And I got to learn so much history about us and how much we are the original man and woman of the planet. We got all this started as a people. We are the authors of any kind of civilization. And you let these people that's only been around 6,000 years to come tell you they are the authors of civilization. Please, you weren't even around when we had civilization. You understand what I'm saying? We sit up here, and what I mean by we hide behind our ancestors. Now, we know our ancestors were slaves in America. We know this. Our ancestors built America, fought in every war, have definitely put out great inventions. But when the rubber meets the road, we were building something not for us. Listen, if our ancestors built all this and we were in control of all of it, I mean all of it, control the military, control the police, control the money, control the government, control the judges, control the DAs, control everything, then I wouldn't be making this right now. I wouldn't be saying anything. But to me, I personally feel it is a slap in the face to my ancestors to not want to continue the spirit of building, to not want to build something for us as a people. For hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, we have fought. We have been insulted. We have literally fought and watched other groups of people walk on our backs to get to their success in areas that we couldn't even get to. And yet we were the ones that fought for it. We have literally watched this system invest its whole time in keeping us down as a people. We try to build, we sabotage. They try to give programs out, they make sure to keep us out of it. All we do get it is very minimum. Everything that we have some of the smartest and brightest people on the planet in Black America. And they are not being utilized. And if they are being utilized, white corporations are making billions of dollars off of the great minds of Black people. And those same Black people, you know, they are caught behind just that mindset of not thinking for themselves at the end of the day either. And we'll talk about that on the next podcast. But some of the great and best minds that we have in Black America, why in the world should we even be dealing with the issues and problems that we have? So when we start talking about, hey, you know what? We go get some land on the continent and we can go build. We can go do this, we can go do that. And then what's the first thing these people tell you? Well, I'm not leaving here because this is what my ancestors built. When people say that, let's listen to that logically. We live in a land as black people as a collective, supposedly our ancestors, and they did involuntarily build this. I've said this before. Our people built this involuntarily. You talk about they built America like it was something they came together and just privately built on their own. No, they were beaten. They were raped. They were sodomized. They were forced to work. They were whipped. They were lynched. I mean, they were done the most horrible atrocities to build this. And yet we have fashioned our mouths to say, well, yeah, you know, building America and this and that. Like, no, they didn't build America like they came on their own to do it. But you say that, well, they built America. I don't want to leave America to them, or I don't want to leave America to all these other immigrant groups and this and that and the third. But you're here, and what are you doing? No, that's to call it what it is. We are harassed. We are beaten. Every category, we doing the worst because the system do it to us. We're locked up more than any other group, and we're not committing crime like that. But they create laws to lock up black men, okay? You had a crack epidemic, lock up black men. White people get on meth. You don't even hear about it, and they don't get locked up. They have places where they can go use meth. They ain't create a place for you to go use crack. Our home ownership hasn't changed at all. It literally stuck the same as it was in the 60s. Our ownership of businesses aren't where they need to be. We had a lot more businesses prior to desegregation. Now we don't have the businesses that we have. We have a school to prison pipeline that affects black children. Don't affect white children. We have to be more educated than white people have to be for the same job. So white people can be uneducated and get your money in the position. How many black people that sitting up there with master's degrees, and yet some white woman, a white man come in there with just a high school education, and you training them to be your supervisor? How many times that has happened to black people? It's a glass ceiling for you in a lot of these white corporations here in America. You sit up here, and we don't see an equal representation nowhere. Look at the Congress, white, mostly white. Look at the Senate, all white. Oh, you got what, three black people there? Two Democrats and one Republican. Well, you know, good and well is way more black people than that. But yet, white is overrepresented. You look in the Supreme Court, it's mostly white. I mean, minus maybe a one or two. It's mostly white. Everything is white. And they're making sure to keep it that way as long as possible. And you fight and you fight and you fight and you fight and you fight. And you say, I'm not giving this up. Why we do this? Our ancestors, we fight. We got to fight. I asked a question in a video recently. How long do we fight? I mean, let's seriously ask that question. When do we say, okay, we fought and we're fighting a never-ending battle and it's not getting results? Because, see, I was talking to a brother that been around for a while, and he remember all the riots, he remember the fighting, he remember all the same things that's going on today. And one thing the brother said is that nothing has changed. They fought in their time period. They got old. A lot of them died. A lot of them went to jail. And yet the young people today is fighting the same thing. Literally. Has some things changed? A little headway. But it's still going to take a long time. So what are we actually fighting for? Well, Phil, we're fighting for freedom and liberation. And they were too. They were fighting for the same things. And actually, even though it was worse in some instances, they had it better. At least the black family was still together. At least you had more black entrepreneurs back in that time period. More black businesses. Today, we don't have the family literally about destroyed. We have a single parent epidemic in the black community. We have gotten more into a job mentality instead of an entrepreneur mentality, which has hurt black people to the core economically and made us more dependent on them than being dependent upon ourselves. But if our ancestors were builders, let's get to that. If our ancestors were builders, do you think the spirit of builders isn't in us? Or do you think we got to fight white folks all our lives until we spent? Listen, I'm beyond with you. I want something for myself. I want to build things. I want to, when it's come my time, I want to look up and say, you know what? I built a great thing. I left some great things for my personal family. And I can go in peace. But it doesn't make me feel good, because I'm literally watching black people in America fight. Big. Plead, do whatever, and nothing changes. Nothing changes. Yet when we could, if we had the right mindset to look at being a builder, and we can literally go rebuild Black Wall Street in the continent, we can do that. Whatever place you choose to do it at, you can do it. But we don't want to do that, because we cannot even fathom anything outside of the oppression of America. Because black people are oppressed here. I don't care what you say, you are oppressed. You can't even, listen, you know you are oppressed, because even on the plantation, there were slaves that did not even think about getting off the plantation. And then there were slaves that said, man, I got to get out of here. Oh, man, they trying to escape. You understand what I'm saying? And you had slaves on the plantation. You don't want to do that. Well, what are you going to do out there? I mean, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no place to go. At least master feeds us. At least we got a place to stay. It ain't the worst. You know, we may get beat a little bit, and, you know, master may rape my wife here and there, but, you know, it's still a place we have. And then you may have a brother or sister like, man, hell no. Why I want to live in this? Why do I want to live in this? For what? That's not a way to live. I want to go and be free on my own. And we have the same mentality today. The slaves and those who want to escape the plantation. Now, they use that dumb terminology, which I can't stand it, when they relate it to black people leaving the Democrat Party. I don't like that. And they mention that mess to me, I check them. Don't say nothing about walking away from the plantation. What do you mean by that? Walking away from the plantation. Democrat or Republican is all the white supremacist plantation, if that's what you want to say. You just trading one slave master for another one. Politics supposed to be about black anyway. It don't supposed to be about a party. But you still got black folks that will sit up and want to be on the literal plantation. And then you got black folks that want to escape. And just as much during slavery is that you had black folks that would actually go tell the master so they could stop black people from escaping. You got black folks today. They may not go tell the master, quote unquote, but they try to discourage the black people that's trying to escape. Using terms like, why you want to run? You can't escape white supremacy. I mean, it's everywhere. You can't do this. Like, white supremacy is in the mind. That's what it is, in the mind. And yes, I understand they got their global reach. I'm not stupid. I understand that. Trust me, I get it. But you prop up white supremacy with your fear more than any other group. You are petrified of them folks. And you are afraid of black people that talk even similar to me, or some people that talk even, listen, I feel I'm on a reduced scale with it. Some people go full throttle with it more than I do. But what I'm saying is, don't hide behind our ancestors to justify your cowardice. Don't hide behind our ancestors and use them to want to stay in the land of places that you're being oppressed. Because nothing, even with data, shows we're doing good enough or having any kind of upward mobility. Every time we look up, we're being sabotaged. And we listen, you're watching immigrant groups come from different countries, and within 5 years, they're getting ahead of you. By laws and everything that you fought for you. You didn't fight for laws for them. You fought for civil rights for you. You fought for voting rights for you. You fought for equal housing for you. You fought for jobs and everything for you. And yet these other groups can come in and use the things that you fought for and get above you. And then they turn around and look at you and me and say, why are we so lazy? All that's done by design to keep you down. I'm telling you, this place will implode and collapse overnight if a just good majority of us say, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're not giving up our American citizenship. No, we're Americans. We ain't happening. But we're going to choose whatever, you know, different lands we want to go to, whatever opportunities. Let's say we go to a Kenya, or we go to a whatever, right? I'm gonna use Kenya for example. We go to Kenya, we go start setting it, we start building homes, setting up business districts. I mean, getting set up, building the what we always wanted to build, right? And if we start transferring all our talented people, we start transferring all the people that make things move, right? I guarantee you, first of all, they don't get on red alert. Because even with the year of return, they got on red alert. That's why they start covering it so much. Because they say, wait a minute, all you black Americans going to Ghana, what's that about? And y'all weren't even going over there to build anything. So imagine you go over there and start building and start saying, yeah, man, look, we got this business district. We got, you know, these subdivisions. Look, man, we built some schools. We could teach whatever we want to teach in our own schools here. We got hospitals. We can build whatever we want to build. We got restaurants. We could build it over there with no problems. It's so much easier. Because it's like this. What you can't get over here, you can get over there. And if you have to pay somebody, but you can get it. I'm not going to hide behind my ancestors at all. In me is my ancestors. In me, I'm not going to be a coward to say that I can't go build anything, especially on the continent. I can't go build nothing. I got to sit up here and spend the rest of my life fighting these people. I'm not saying don't fight. Fight. But at the same time, I multitask. I can fight and build at the same time. And then people, you know, they come with these little smart remarks. Well, why are you still here? This and that and third. Well, first of all, I'm not you. I don't move on emotion. I move on plans. Everything that I have or have done has been planned out. Everything. And how do you know what I'm doing? You don't know. And I'm not going to tell you. For what? So you go tell Massa? I'm telling you before, when I finally do it, then I'm going to become Amun-Ra. Probably part two. And I don't think you're going to like my version of Amun-Ra. And shout out to Amun-Ra. May he rest in power. Because we put up with a lot of this mess by choice. We don't have to put up with this mess. See, these other groups that come in this country, when they come here, they're not treated like me and you. In their countries, especially in Latin countries, they treat it bad. But they come over here, they get a leg up the moment they get over here. They're not treated like me and you. Trust me, look at the numbers. They're not treated like me and you on anything. Even African immigrants aren't treated like me and you. I understand that. But when we come to the continent, we have an advantage immediately. That's what a lot of you don't understand. We have an advantage. Coming to eat with the American dollar is an advantage. So I'm not going to sit up here and hide behind my ancestors to justify why I want to sit up here and deal with these people the rest of my life. Please. Our ancestors didn't build this place because they wanted to. They had no choice. I would build in a place where my ancestors come from. That my ancestors were in the land for thousands upon thousands of years. That you talking about my ancestors were buried here. And you got thousands of ancestors that were buried in the continent too. Well, I guess you're going to discount them and just worry about the few that was here and the few that was terrorized. I mean, seriously, no, man. I mean, like, I believe in freedom. I believe in complete freedom. And it's not good for our health. It's not good for our psyche. It's not good for us as a people to continue to deal with these people and their racism. Stressing us out. The food is horrible. That's why we always have diabetes and obesity issues and heart disease. It's because being in this system, it's not conducive to black people like that. I'm not going to hide behind my ancestors. Now, you can do it. You can get mad. I don't care. Get mad. But the fact is, I'm not going to hide behind my ancestors to why I can't build anything. I'm not going to hide behind my ancestors to justify why I want to live underneath oppression. I'm not going to hide behind them. I'm going to honor them by building. I'm going to honor them by having something on the continent. That way I can go back to the land. Listen, when I got on the land of my ancestors, I felt that connection with that land, a spiritual connection with that land and a spiritual connection with my ancestors. I don't feel that here. I feel a void here. is no spiritual connection to this land at all. At all. Some of you just like the plantation. Well, you don't know nothing else. You're afraid of what's outside the plantation. And you may say, well, at least I know I got food here and Master got a place to stay and Master doing everything. You're not responsible for anything. So you may have to take some abuse, but hey, at least it's home like that. But I'm speaking more so to the brother and sister say, nah, that's not no place for me. I want to get that spiritual connection. I want to build. I want to grow. That's the people that I speak to. That's the people I'm trying to reach. But all these, you know, ones that still want to stay with Master, you need to be quiet. Just stay with him. Stay out of our way. I'm a firm believer that just stay out of our way. You want to deal with him and stay with him? Okay, cool. Do that. Just leave us alone. Those of us who are got things in action. Those of us who are gone to the continent. Those of us who say, okay, I see what's going on over here. I'm going to put this business here. I'm going to buy my house right there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Just leave us out alone. Just please stay out of our way. Because all you're doing is just trying to discourage people. And one thing I can't stand is somebody discouraging somebody that's trying to do good. I don't care what it may be. You're trying to lose weight, somebody discouraging you. You're trying to get a education so you get a better job, somebody discouraging you. You know what I'm saying? And those same people, what it is, brothers and sisters, what it is that those people don't want to see you escape either. They don't want to see you leave them behind. That's what a lot of it is. Because if they were so happy where they're at, why are they telling you anything? Why are they saying anything to you when you say, ooh, I see the light? Why are they trying to hold you back? Understand? That's evil to try to hold anybody back for trying to do good for themselves. I'll never try to hold anybody back. Forget that. Even coronavirus recently just showed us they could have paid reparations and they refused to. It showed us they don't have need no studies to pay trillions of dollars out. So we must understand that we need to build. We're being called back. And listen, I know right now everything's shut down because Donald Trump's failure with coronavirus. I get it. But when everything eventually opened back up, probably 2021, from the looks of it now, let's get to the continent and build. Let's get to the continent, look around, survey, figure it out. Talk to people. I'm talking about the builders who's willing to go build, who's willing to rebuild Black Wall Street on the continent. Because it can be rebuilt. I don't believe it's meant for us to rebuild it here. I don't believe that. I believe it's meant for us to rebuild Black Wall Street on the continent. Let's honor our ancestors by getting to the land where thousands upon thousands of our ancestors were buried, and that's in that soil. Let's honor them by building on the continent. Thank you for listening to the Philip Scott Audio Experience. I hope you learn something from our program. Make sure if it's your first time here, go and check out all the episodes that we have. Start binge listening. That way you can get acclimated to everything that we're talking about. If you like our show, and we would greatly appreciate you liking the show, support us monthly. You can do it as little as a dollar or more. Support of the show helps us to keep going, helps us to change, upgrade, buy equipment. You know, eventually we're going to start bringing guests in, and we want to make sure we put on a great show for you guys. So support is definitely something that we greatly appreciate. We definitely appreciate all our supporters that we have now. We love you. We cherish you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. See you next time.